Jonathan, I always get nervous when somebody includes my name in their blog post. I feel like I've done something wrong, but actually, in this case, I think Jonathan DeRozio was very generous. We're talking about one of our recent crossword episodes.
Yeah, this was interesting. As we're bringing the season to a wrap, we had a little bit of a debate. There was a day where we recorded an episode and then we're feeling inspired, recorded another one. And we decided to call it a bonus episode, but we were geeking out about the notes feature that had dropped in 6.9. And then Jonathan, who was one of our latest guests on a perspective episode, generously agreed to come on the show, and we talked further about the feature, and he had let us know he'd been working on a follow-up and response. So that's finally out. And I don't mind you being nervous about a reference. It's usually warranted.
Yeah, it's usually because I've done something wrong. We're coming towards the end of the season. You'll hear a bit of a moment of silence from us because... drum roll.
Yeah, my wife is going to have a baby any day now. And I'm super excited.
Okay, did you see the news about WP Engine releasing Newsroom?
Yeah, I did. I'm curious about it for a number of reasons, but the first thing that struck me is that it's a foray directly into VIP territory, because historically, that's very much been WordPress VIP's main thing, right, is this focus on the publishing space.
So let's see if we can get through this episode without you mentioning the words operating and system in the same sentence. But yes, this is a specialization of WordPress with like very specific plugins built to work together that is all tailored in and around news sites. And it's something that WordPress VIP has been doing for a very long time. And now we have a new player in that space.
One thing, first, I like the medium publishing industry. I think it's important. My sense is that there's diminishing returns there. So one thing that strikes me as interesting is what business is WP Engine going after? So certainly there's going to be competitive interest in going after VIPs, clientele, but it's I haven't seen media as a big growing space. So that's interesting to me, but maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah. Yeah. I think if you can get a couple of those big media hosting contracts, because it's really a sticky product. Those media sites aren't just,
that's fair.
They're not just buying WordPress, right? Or just buying hosting. They're buying a whole workflow, which includes digital asset management and publishing workflows and editing things and all of that stuff put together into WordPress. And that's hard. It's hard to train into. It's hard to train your staff into. And so if you're going to switch away to a different system, then you need to do all of this extra change it in training and updates for people. So it's interesting. I agree. It seems like a kind of shallow waters, or perhaps it's like a really small pool, but really deep. Maybe that's a better metaphor.
One thing I found interesting about this is with the acquisition of a Big Byte, the first thing that came to mind for me, because Big Byte is an agency, is I wonder how this is going to affect their relationship with VIP, because they were one of the agency partners. And as of my checking just a moment ago, Big Byte is no longer listed as a WordPress VIP agency partner, which isn't a big surprise, but that was what struck me as interesting about this, is the angle of they acquired Big Byte, an agency that has connections in the media space. They also, and they have a media press plugin. So it's interesting to me because it's I presume some more unintended consequences of the overall conflict between Automattic and WP Engine. And it'll be interesting to see what it means. But I would hope it's not just a kind of shuffling around of clientele, but that's my guess about what this is in practice.
The other interesting angle on this is thinking about flavors of WordPress.
Yes.
Vanilla WordPress, but then you've got WordPress specialized for WooCommerce, and you've got WordPress specialized for now news sites. And both of those I mean, you can specialize WordPress however you like, but those two seem to be the only WordPress, you know, in quotes, flavors that get marketed and sold as products by hosting companies. Am I missing any?
No, I mean, those are certainly the big categories. I think there's smaller like subcategories of that where it's, I was thinking about like corporate sites, but yeah, in terms of what gets marketed, it's probably connected to WordPress's roots in publishing, right? Like there's a very natural progression over time. We saw that from our agency days where folks like News Corp Australia at the time were pioneers and on the media space in terms of adopting WordPress. But to me, it's definitely one of its most successful sort of categories. And it's interesting for a lot of these publishing houses, WordPress really becomes the operating like base for what they're doing.
Yeah, and one more thought on this is, I wonder if there's like a trickle-down mentality. You know, if we can get the biggest websites in the world, which are frequently news sites, right, the biggest publishers in the world on our hosting platform using WordPress with us, then that's a logo we can put on our website. That's something that can then trickle down to smaller sites and we can use them as proof that we're capable of hosting even the biggest and the best.
What stands out to me about WP Engine in particular, and this is older context, right? Like we worked with them very closely back in the agency days, is their strengths to me were always in the storytelling and sales side of things. And I remember big projects that we lost when we were competing against another agency, but it was working with WP Engine. And to me, it wasn't because of the technical capability. It was about their ability to sell more effectively than the hosting partners that we were working with on the other deals. And that's going to be interesting to me, because I'm guessing if we look at the details, they position it as this new platform for editorial excellence. My guess is that there's not a lot of technology-based innovation here. I could be wrong. Maybe there's more to it. But my guess here is that this is really going to be more about making the public position, hey, we now specialize in this, and then equipping their sales folks to go after those logos, those opportunities. Mm-hmm. And yeah, that's... Yeah, I mean, it can be an effective strategy. It's certainly what the big like Salesforce, Microsoft, the other folks are doing. It's not that their products are all that technically superior, but they sell them very well.
I wonder, there's two things I want. One is like, is there also a technical layer to this? You know, you've got the WordPress admin, user interface changes, updates, whatever to make editorial workflows better. But like, what is the publishing, Like if I want to add my own custom theme, if I want to add my own custom plugin, is there a different process? Like there is with WordPress VIP. It's all got to be reviewed and approved and things like this and meet certain standards. Are those standards going to be the same? Is this a VIP competitor or is it only just, what is Automatic's newsroom thing called?
NewsPack is what theirs is called.
Yeah. Is it just a NewsPack competitor? And then the other thing that I wonder then is if this is a shot at VIP in general, you have this concept of VIP certified agencies, right? These are our VIP partners. Can an agency be a partner with WP Engine and Automatic?
Right. And this is where I think if I'm in an agency's shoes right now, this is going to be challenging because it's like, you want to go where the business is. You don't want to cut off one or the other. So I would hope here that leveler heads would prevail and agencies not be in a position where they have to choose. My guess, maybe Big Byte just said, hey, we don't want to do business with VIP any longer. And that doesn't make sense. But I think more likely than not, post-acquisition, that was nope, you guys are done.
In other news, did you see this AI stuff with WordPress agent skills moved to their own official separate repo? The idea here is that we're moving towards a future. We're actively encouraging a future where we can show people and we can show AI how to most effectively contribute to WordPress.
Yeah, that is interesting. Did you see that, what is it, Maltbot or something?
Oh, yeah.
This little...
keeps getting rebranded. Yeah.
Yes.
Claw something now, yeah.
This phenomena where folks were having like their AIs like publish and like talk to each other, kind of whatever. It's kind of interesting to observe. That made me think, I'm interested to see what our WordPresses can do. You and I talked, you weren't having it at all a few years back, where I brought up this idea of, hey, it would be fun if I could have in a game where like WordPress installs could like talk to the other and like do these things. That's something I played with a number of years back, which I don't know. That's what that made me this agent stuff. It's like we're pretending, but also there is some really interesting capabilities that are possible when you've set them up well. So yeah, I'm in a position though of like, well, I'm just going to wait and see how this stuff shakes out. It's been fun watching how people are using some of these tools locally, but I don't know about it.
That might be a bit irresponsible of you, Jonathan. You know, I think we're in a real time of change, and the people making decisions now are making decisions that are going to affect us long term. If suddenly we have this huge influx of, I don't know, like a plugin submitted to the plugin repo that are all just AI generated. And then like that's going to have long-term consequences. Maybe they don't get frequently updated. Maybe it becomes really hard to distinguish the good ones from the bad ones. And this OpenClaw to me seems like a huge waste of resources. I hate it I feel like it's littering. That's what I don't like about it. Do you know what I mean? It's like it's just dropping resources for no reason. The idea here is that different AIs, OpenClaw is just a platform that will allow it. But there's a new website that's social media for AI, and OpenClaw is the way to facilitate your own AI to get there. And it just seems like a waste. We're not getting anything or gaining anything from it. And,
it's entertainment value. Same thing.
Yeah. it costs money and it costs real compute. It costs real resources that really do affect the planet. I won't go down this rabbit hole too much, but like you can look into some of the dodgy things that some of the AI startups are doing to get compute up and running really quickly, and it is polluting, and so whatever, like I'm not fully anti-AI, just this seems a bit wasteful. But I do think that we are currently in this moment where everybody is so excited about AI that they just like, it's like the crypto moment, everybody's just head over heels, and it feels to me like nobody is thinking straight or able to make long-term decisions, wise long-term decisions. I'm worried.
I don't know, man. I think my approach of like waiting to see, I like to say like just a little bit behind the cutting edge, right? Like for me, one thing that I'm really interested in is like I've been writing notes for years and years and years. Like I have decades of notes spread out all over different places on my computers, and being able to go back through and have like interesting conversations or bring back things that I don't recall in my short-term memory is really intriguing to me, and gives me even the time that I take in recording even the time that I take in editing these like crossword transcripts. Part of what's interesting to me is being able to like go back through in the future and like ask questions or find things or remember things sort of more readily. So I don't know. I'm interested to see where this stuff goes.
That's great. I'm glad AI is working for you. It's working for me too. I use it every day. I'm not so much interested in like the individual use case, how we use it here and there, but more how are we setting up our systems moving forward? How are we enabling or encouraging or expecting AI to become a regular part of contributing to WordPress? And that is where I think we need to be a little more conservative.